can a landmark become haunted for no reason? Why does the death of a goat farmer still loom over a small town in Texas? Is it true that red eyes stare from the forest for those that knock? Today we test the believability of the Goatman Bridge.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
Yes, thank you for joining us on this Tuesday. I don't know what weather is going to be like, but this is after Porch Rocker.
It is. We haven't done it yet. We actually, this is like way later than we normally record, but we went in my backyard. We set up the tent, put up the tapestry, put all of the merch and stuff, and it was a lot of fun, but then the next thing we know, it's dark outside. It's
like, oh no.
We have an episode to do.
We got work tomorrow.
But we're excited to do it, and yes. It's now Tuesday, it's a new week, and that means a new episode.
Yeah, this is... I can't believe you've heard this before.
Oh, yeah. It's my topic list.
Famous.
Oh, well, I got to cross that off.
Yeah. I know. So I did want to address this really quick because we just did a ghosty demon episode.
Oh, the exorcism of Roland Doe. Yeah.
And I'm like, man, I feel weird doing a back-to-back ghosty demon. But I'm really excited for this.
Is this under the ghosty demon category?
I would consider it that, yeah. But I was really excited, so I was like, I hope everyone will forgive me.
I don't think there's anything about goats, though, with Roland. Just Bishop, Father Bishops.
Father Bishop.
And Duncan Demons. No goats. This isn't, and I don't know a lot about this, but so maybe I don't want to, you know, just come out and say it. But this isn't like the goat man that we wrote a screenplay about, my friend and I. Remember we were going to do that, where it was like the person that imitates...
Wasn't that semi-skinwalkery?
It was like a creepypasta.
Yeah, no, it's not the same thing. That was creepy, though.
That's a really fun creepypasta.
No, this is another story. Are you ready to jump into the story of the Goatman?
Head first.
So it starts with a little bit of history.
That's okay.
Just a little sprinkle. Now I could actually
use a nap, so take your time, man.
Now I'm thinking of Middle Asian Creeped Out when I say history.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hope they listen.
Wake me up when history ends.
In a small city north of Dallas, Texas, sits one of the most infamous haunted locations in the paranormal world.
Not the real world, the paranormal world.
Well, yeah. So this place is called the Old Alton Bridge, a.k.a. the Goatman Bridge.
Mm.
And it's located inside, technically, Denton, Texas.
Does Denton, Texas claim it, or are they like, no, you keep that bad juju?
No, they claim it, because the bridge is actually, it used to be connected to Denton. It was like the connection between Denton and Old Alton, but now that Old Alton has been defunct, it's been all but torn down.
Oh.
So this bridge connects to...
Nothing.
Nothing.
The goat man, does he offer goat cheese? Do you like goat cheese?
I love goat cheese.
Dude, one of my favorite omelets ever is goat cheese, spinach, and mushroom. So freaking good.
I can imagine that's very good. I've had goat cheese on a cheeseburger before. Amazing.
You've also had peanut butter on a cheeseburger.
That was not as amazing, but that's my personal taste. Far beyond the topic. Let's move back. This legend being so notable, it was on two very popular paranormal shows.
Are these popular in the paranormal world?
I don't know. Is Ghost Adventures popular in the paranormal world?
It's Zach Baggins. Yeah.
So, yes.
I got in a wrestling match with the Goat Man, and now I have to wear these glasses and
I would watch Band-Aid. I would watch Zach Baggins wrestle like a wrestler named the Goat Man.
If people are watching Jake Paul against
Floyd Mayweather,
I think people would watch Zach Baggins against the Goat Man.
I'd watch it in a heartbeat.
How much do you think people would pay on pay-per-view?
Well, I was going to say, well, we didn't pay anything.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Y'all got links, right? If anybody needs a link to watch something that's on pay-per-view, literally hit me up. I will hook you up. But the people that pay, probably 50 or 60 bucks.
60 bucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I could see that billing right now. The second very popular show that the goat man has been featured on has been BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Okay.
Have you ever seen that?
Nope.
You've never seen that?
Nope.
Oh, man. One time we got compared to that.
In a review.
It made my heart sing.
Yeah, I like BuzzFeed. I don't seek BuzzFeed out. It seeks me out on Facebook with article titles that grab my attention.
You should watch a BuzzFeed Unsolved.
Where do you watch it?
YouTube. Actually, you know, they're also on Prime now, too.
Okay, I have Prime.
The one guy is, like, super skeptical, and the other guy is kind of like me, super jumpy.
Am I the skeptical one?
I think you're probably more skeptical than I am, so yeah.
Okay. Let's be them for Halloween. Welcome to the BuzzFeed Unsolved Bazaar.
I don't know if they'd be flattered or they'd get us, like, a court suit. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
But actually, I have a quote from the guy who's super skeptical because it's a super good quote from Shane.
But you're citing it, so we won't get sued.
Yeah, exactly. Shane said, "Goat man, I'm dancing on your bridge. It's my bridge now." And so, like, he challenged this entity.
He's egging him on.
That's what he does.
To bring eggs for the omelets with the goat cheese.
He's crazy. He's really bonkers. Like,
you're going to say bonkers?
Bonkers.
Yeah.
He doesn't believe in anything.
That must be great as a paranormal podcast host.
He's funny. He brings it down to earth.
Yeah, I know. I think, see, I'm joking right now, but in the real world, which is coinciding with the paranormal world, it is good to reel back in. Because you can't jump at everything and think everything is real. Otherwise, you'll never have credibility.
That feels like you added me just now. Just like...
Subtweet is really what it was.
So the bridge is now... It is now closed to vehicles. But it is open to foot traffic. So you can go to this town in Texas. And you can walk on the bridge. And it's really sad. It's a beautiful location. But now it's all full of graffiti.
Goat man was here.
Stuff like that. Stuff like... I saw one piece of graffiti that was like, "Love is love." I was like, that's a weird place to put that.
What sound does a goat make?
Bah.
Is that... That's not a sheep, though.
I don't think so.
Somebody... We've already had this discussion. But whatever noise a goat makes, like, that's graffiti on the... Like, I don't know. I don't even know what consonants that is. That sounds like a cow that's deformed. But whatever that is, graffitied on the bridge.
You know what's funny? I keep trying to convince Stephanie that we should get a goat.
What would you do with a goat? It doesn't make the omelets.
I don't know. I'd milk it.
Would you, though?
Yeah.
Why don't... This is a whole discussion for a whole other day. And I'm not vegan. But the obsession with other animals' milk as a drink to consume is strange.
I make cheese out of it.
I'd eat the cheese.
Yeah. I don't know. I always thought it would be kind of cool to have a goat.
Where would you keep it?
In my house right now? I don't know.
Your dog would destroy this goat.
Maybe one day if I move to a more rural location.
Do you know what the 3D is, the finisher move, with Bubba Ray and Devon Dudley?
Is that wrestling?
Yeah. I'm just going to tell you really quickly. It's always breaking a table. So your bigger dog, Apollo, would grab the goat by its legs and lift it up. And then your new little dog would come running, and as Apollo's leaning backwards, Mars would grab the goat's head and then it would slam, thus breaking the table.
And that goat would die. I love the idea of my dog's double teaming this goat. That's adorable.
Yeah.
Man.
It's like, "F you, goat man." It's like,
there's so many goat noises in this episode. Okay, so this is in the rural South, it's in Texas. It's outside of Dallas, but it used to be rural.
It sits just north of Texas around a city called Denton.
It is in Denton.
Yeah.
North of Dallas.
Okay.
In Texas.
Is there anything else you want to repeat from earlier? Or are we good to move on?
Touching on that, because
you want to talk about the omelet again?
Well, is it rural? Is that rural, though?
Dude, I've never been to Texas. The whole state feels rural to me.
I would assume it is.
I mean, I know Houston and Dallas and San Antonio and other... state, you know, cities in there aren't rural, but
so one rumor for why this bridge is haunted, even though there's no like real reason why it is, this is a rumor why it might be. So one possible source for this haunting is the Ku Klux Klan, because there was this African American goat farmer that was reportedly doing very well in this area, and the Klan did not like that. So in the 1800s, they took this man to the bridge one evening and they hung him from the bridge, like a lynching.
Lynching, yeah.
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 Now, it's not reported Later in this episode, I have a more definite answer, maybe.
Factual, maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah.
But that's not backed up or anything. It's just a rumor from someone on Reddit.
Is there like a time associated with this?
I wonder. 1830s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's that's what I have later. But there's no name. There's no definite name. Not that I saw that was sourced.
It seems counterintuitive. Like, if he's successful, that means he's doing a really good job. So, like, man, we got all this goat cheese, all these, you know, other stuff. This is great. Wait, he's black. Let's kill him. And they're like, wait a minute. Now we don't got any goat cheese.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, that's not the only reason why it's bad. It's not
There's many reasons why it's
not
bad.
Why it's about goods.
So, another reason why this area might be haunted is, you could probably guess it. You want to try a guess?
No, it's about goat. Is it like the bridge where the dogs keep jumping off, but goats keep jumping off?
That was on Patreon.
I mean, it still exists as a story.
That's true, but I didn't know it. I
can't believe you didn't know it.
No, it's not like that.
Is it somebody killed a goat and then severed its head off and then took the face of the goat and stapled it to their face and then they went around offering free hugs?
That is intense until the end. No, devil worship.
Oh, I see, because you said it's demonic ghosty.
So another urban legend is that this bridge was home to devil worship inside and outside the forest near it, and also on the bridge itself.
Imagine it's like when kids play baseball in a street, and they're like, car. It's like they keep lighting candles, and they keep sitting down. Like, there's a car coming. They're the ones.
Oh, it's funny.
They're the ones that made it foot traffic only.
They signed a petition. No more cars.
We have not been able to conjure anything this month. Too many cars up and too many of those nice 1834 Explorers coming around here.
So I kind of think it worked kind of like a crossroads in the middle of this bridge. Kind of like a crossroads where you like...
What do you mean?
Where like a road would meet a river.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And we know running water does something. We've talked about it before.
Yeah, that'll probably be in it. When we're really scrapping for content, we'll probably do an episode like, does water carry memory?
Yeah.
Well, that might be next week. Who knows?
We don't know exactly what it does. We know it does something for the paranormal.
Yeah.
We don't know why.
That was the Haunted Ohio University.
That's when we first started to question it.
And we're like, so?
But why?
It's like, but the article says that it is.
Some college kid. But water.
Because ghosts be thirsty.
And there are reports of animals being found in sacrificial like circles in the area.
I don't like that.
I will quote BuzzFeed Unsolved again. They said the surrounding area stopped selling cats at pet stores because so many were found in the woods. I know.
So far we got a successful black farmer was lynched, or we have devil worshipping.
Yeah.
Which probably could somewhat coincide.
I was going to say or both.
Yeah, or both.
Yeah.
Okay. That's it's all sad though.
Yeah, yeah. So what is the Goat Man?
What's the Goat Man?
It is said to be this gigantic demonic spirit that is half man, half goat. People have been known to go to this location during the day to try to antagonize the spirit. But the best results happen when the veil is thin at night.
Well, yeah, it's like... That sounds like an internet tough guy. Like, it's daytime. It's a sunny day. Like, come on, goat man. Do something.
You'd be surprised how many videos you see that are actually during the day at the Goatman Bridge. You're like, well, duh. Yeah.
I wonder if part of that's because of video quality, too.
That could be. Sometimes, in the woods in the surrounding area, you can hear a woman screaming as well. Or laughing.
Oh.
Yeah, it's creepy.
That seems like a separate thing.
That's what I thought, too, when I heard that. But maybe it's just the spirits doing something. I don't know. Like, maybe it's just, like, a distraction kind of thing.
Maybe.
I don't know. I thought it was strange, but it was like maybe it's, like, another kind of haunting in the same spot. Or maybe it's just, like, a demon being manipulative.
Yeah. Sometimes you hear stuff like that, and it's just, like, there's, like, the baseline story, and it's, like, not enough. It's like a cake without frosting. And they're like, what if, like, there's someone screaming in the woods? It's like, okay. All right. Let's dress this cake up a little bit.
So if you want to go to Goatman Bridge and you want to make sure that you see something, you have to go on the bridge and you have to knock three times.
Okay.
Somewhere on the bridge.
And that definitely relates to the demonic, because joking with the Holy Trinity. Not joking, but, you know, mocking the Holy Trinity.
Yeah. And it said when you do that, you almost instantly see a pair of eyes, either yellow or red, staring back at you from the forest.
Is this written by a colorblind person? Like, it definitely eyeballs.
God damn it. Threw me off.
I'm sorry if you're trying to be spooky. I'm just so loopy right now.
That's all right. So after you knock on the bridge and you see the eyes, he said to lurk around you, and people can hear hoof prints on this like wooden surface of the bridge, or they can even feel this thing getting physical with them. Like he said to touch or scratch like three lines on the people. He's even known to like drag and throw people. He's supposed to be very, very physical.
Where are you supposed to knock?
Anywhere on the bridge.
Anywhere on the bridge. Wow.
Yeah, so there's metal beams or there's a wooden floor.
You take three steps on the bridge, you just yanked off.
Does that count?
I wasn't knocking.
So that is basically the legend of the Goatman, this Goatman Bridge. I've got a few stories.
Encounters?
Yes.
Yes. From Reddit. I'm so excited about this. Because you know what this makes me think of? This feels very similar in ways like the Charman. Like,
yeah.
In my mind, I'm like, okay, the winner of Zach Bagans versus Goatman faces Charman.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Actually, just Charman versus Goatman.
That'd be pretty. Sorry, Zach.
Slytherin always. 92. Shout out Severus Snape.
92? I wonder if he's as old as me. Or she.
They wrote, this was years ago back in college where it was a cool thing to go out and do. Bunch of us guys and girls going to look into the woods at midnight and bringing limited flashlights for the group. Typically guys scaring girls to get lucky. Nothing ever happened. However, there was an odd occasion where we crossed the bridge and found chicken bones and a pentagram. People do dabble in weird stuff out there that believe in paranormal, but you find all these things over in haunted places. Although, most believe it's just a tall tale made for fun ghost adventure episodes.
Shout out to the ghost adventures.
But they did find chicken bones.
Yeah, that feels like somebody could have been messing around. Like, they ordered chicken wings.
That could be.
And they ate the wings. And then they just were like, oh, let's mess with people because everybody believes in Goatman Bridge. So let's freak them out. That's just a theory. I'm not saying that is obviously, you know.
But it's easily explained that way.
Yeah, because I feel like it doesn't say what part of the chicken.
That's right.
But if it's like if it's what you would normally get in a bucket of chicken wings, it seems like it's easily accessible and easy to manipulate.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Anyway, on to the next story. Rick Ribera, 93, said, sincerely, f*** that bridge. I don't believe a god, let alone ghosts. But the Goat Man is real. Freshman year of college, I went there with some tobacco and friends. We decided to go hotbox the parking area before going to the bridge. Someone Googled the history of the bridge, and no one wanted to get out once they realized it was haunted. I get out of the truck and decide to mock the bridge by yelling and dancing to show how many f**ks I don't give about the stories. About 30 seconds in, I looked across the weeds in the river, and I saw something red. It looked like a safety reflector, like the ones in a bicycle wheel, but there was two of them. I'm not being metaphorical, but I was frozen in fear for what felt like an eternity. I could not move. What looked like free-floating, glowing eyes glowed brighter and red, and I was let go. I ran so fast back to the truck, and without a question, we drove away. Last time I tried to go there with some friends during the midday afternoon, there was an accident that was blocking the road. And that's all the sign I needed not to go back.
So this plays into the eyes and the mocking.
Yes. Yeah.
Origins. I wonder how big these eyes were. He said they were like floating reflectors.
Yeah, like off a bike.
Yeah.
Definitely interesting. I don't know. Would you do it? Would you knock on the bridge?
Yes. This one feels the comparison I have to this episode is like Charman. And if I remember correctly, I wasn't too believable on that one. Not to jump to the discussion. I would absolutely do this in terms of how I feel right now, comfortably sitting here with you. Maybe if we drove out there and it's dark and I'm getting weird feelings, maybe not. But I can't speak to that. But how I feel right now, I think I would do this.
I'm so much more scared of Goatman than I am Charman. I've heard about Goatman a lot more, though.
Yeah, just the problem is it doesn't feel like it's really rooted in anything. And that's part of what makes paranormal so exciting and interesting, is that it's so much of it, so much of it is unknown. And even if you try to understand it and try to explain it, you'll never fully grasp it, which is both exciting and frustrating. But this one, it feels very detached, maybe. It's hard to kind of get your bearings or your groundings with this story. It feels like a lot of people throwing different ideas together around why this bridge might be haunted.
That is true. It feels like there's many explanations for it. So this last post I have.
Maybe this post will make me a believer. No pressure, last person from Reddit.
This is from Melissa McCobb. Goatman Bridge. Recently, I visited a place near my town that has a lot of paranormal activity. The actual name of the bridge is Old Alton Bridge, and is located in Denton, Texas. I had heard a few stories from classmates back when I was in high school about this creepy bridge, but it wasn't until 2 or 3 days ago that I visited it for myself. Before I go any farther, this is some backstory. The legend tells of an African-American goat farmer who moved his family to a residence just north of the bridge. A few years later, Oscar Washburn was known as a dependable, honest businessman. North Texans began to call him the Goat Man. But the success of the African-American man was still unwelcome to many, and the Klansmen and the local government turned to violence after he displayed a sign on the Alton Bridge. This way the Goat Man's. In August 1938, Klansmen crossed the bridge and kidnapped Washburn from his family. They hung a noose around Old Alton Bridge, and after that, securing around his neck, threw him over to the side. When they looked down to see if he had died, the noose was empty. In a panic, they returned to his family home and slaughtered his wife and children. So back to Melissa. The first night I was there, my brother and I, and a friend of mine, met up with a group of ghost hunters called Haunted Texas Paranormal Group, or something like that. And they told us the story of how the bridge became known as the Goatman Bridge. After I came home, I researched the name of the bridge on Google and came up with plenty of information. There are several websites dedicated to the bridge and tell stories of paranormal experiences and people that have been to it. While we were there, the group of the ghost hunters decided to show us just how serious it all was. They grabbed a flashlight and placed it in the spot where Oscar Washburn was supposedly lynched and asked if he could show us a sign of his presence by turning the flashlight off. To my amazement, the flashlight turned off. I was watching it intently as the flashlight started to get dimmer and dimmer until there was nothing but darkness. To me, the scariest part was when they asked if he was angry at the people that murdered him and if he thought they should be brought to justice. Without hesitation, the flashlight came back on and seemed to glow even brighter than before. Last night, I was back at the Goatman Bridge and decided to go prepared with my own flashlights and cameras. It was raining, so our story wasn't very long, but I managed to capture something odd in one of those pictures. There seemed to be some sort of thick mist on the right side of the corner of the picture. At first I thought it was my own breath, but it wasn't that cold. And even if it had been, the wind would have carried out, so the mist shouldn't have been there. We also heard strange noises coming from the side of the bridge. We were alone, unlike the night before, so I knew it couldn't have been one of the other people there. There are woods along the side of the bridge, and it's said that Oscar has been seen there at night. And that's the end of the story. That's what Melissa gave us.
Now that was a great, great story.
Yeah.
I like that one a lot. It's not as like intense as like the Paris Catacombs one.
Yeah.
But
it's believable.
It's more, yeah, it's absolutely. I think that's why I like it so much. Now that I feel grounded now. Like it feels like there's more, I don't know, it went from being just a random kind of thing to now like a vindictive, understandably vindictive spirit.
Yeah. Yeah, especially with the more backstory. Again, I didn't see another story that said that same information, So I don't know, but it gives us more context.
Yeah, the flashlight thing is strange, but that seems like something that would happen to us. Like, we would go, not a lot would happen, we'd think we'd hear something, but you'd get a picture, and there'd be something in it, like mist, that you can't explain.
Yeah.
That feels like something that would legitimately happen, very believable. I like that a lot.
Yeah. So that is the Goatman Bridge, along with some personal encounters. So before we get to the discussion, I just want to go ahead and thank everyone on Patreon who is supporting us, for continuing to support us. It means so much to me, and I know it means a lot to Tyler too.
Absolutely. And if anybody out there wants additional content, if you're digging the podcast, you want some interviews, quizzes, theatrical readings,
director. Quizzes are fun, man.
They are. I've been on a, well, I don't want to give it away. It hasn't been going very well for me. Director's cuts, where we listen back to old episodes and give you our thoughts of what we were going through then, what we think now, what's changing. All of that and more is over at patreon.com/believingthebizarre. So if you want it, it's there. If not, you always got these Tuesday episodes.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Let's get back to the episode. So that is the Goatman Bridge, man. It's Goatman Bridge, man.
The Goatman Bridge, man. Bridge, man.
It's a story that I've known about for a while.
Yeah, I it's interesting because I heard about the Goatman Bridge, but I didn't know anything about it. And then I heard about the creepypasta Goatman. And then when I went back to the Goatman Bridge, I started associating them. But they're very different, clearly.
Very different.
Yeah, I started to feel more grounded in that third encounter story.
You know what's funny? If you go ahead and search this on TikTok, how old do I sound, right? There's so many videos on it, though.
Yeah, but they're only like 30 seconds. There's only so much information you can get in 30 seconds.
That's true. So what do you think about the story itself? About why it might be haunted?
If we're sticking with the story about the black man that was lynched because of his success, and now his spirit is, you know, can't find rest and wants to haunt the area. Maybe if it's a traumatic experience, so he's kind of stuck there, or whatever he wants to do, punish people because he was harshly killed and everything like that. Then that, I can see that. That makes sense. I'm not saying that, you know, paranormal doesn't always have to make sense. But for me, as a human connecting dots, that makes sense to me. I have a better understanding of it from the third encounter, and it makes it feel, it leans more, I'm not giving my rating. I'm just saying it leans more believable now because of that encounter. Otherwise, it felt kind of flailing. Like, there's eyes, there's people screaming, it might be this guy who got murdered.
To me, it gives a more ominous presence than some of the other spirits we talked about before. It feels malevolent in such an intense way. I don't know. I can picture it very clearly. But there is a bit of a lacking of connection, I think.
If you were to rate this believable, and obviously you haven't given your score yet, mm-hmm. but if you were to rate this believable, would it be because of the demonic rituals or the ritual activity, or because you think this guy was lynched and his spirit haunts the bridge?
Why not both? I don't know. I think it could be both. I really do. I think perhaps there was a portal, but also there's already an angry spirit there. Maybe those things, maybe it's like peanut butter and jelly. They combined, you know?
Man. The argument for that would be is that a real person died there in a traumatic way, and then when people started doing rituals, they conjured his spirit. But he's not a demon. He was a real person, so mm-hmm. I don't think in those rules, if you think those rules, he can't be a demon. So would you say that two, that a demon and a human spirit are haunting this bridge?
That could be. I really could see that.
That seems, it seems like a mishmash of like, yeah, our town's got this haunted bridge. Some say this, some say that.
Maybe I'm just being all-encompassing. I don't know. Maybe really inclusive right now.
I feel like it doesn't have to be one or the other. It just feels like there's two origin stories. And it, you know what I mean? It's like,
it does feel like that.
If there's two origin stories, I feel like, one, it's hard enough with paranormal to really latch onto one and start buying into it. If for me, somebody who's never been there, if you've been there and you've experienced stuff, then you're probably more apt to believe. Me in Ohio, I feel like I need more. But the fact that it has two origin stories, I can't just assume both. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It's like, not, you know, I got to bring football in this, right?
Yeah.
There's a saying that if you have a quarterback battle, you don't have a quarterback. Because you got to, like, you're not set on one. you'll never feel confident. It's either or. It's like you need to have stability. And there's so many paranormal, this isn't an outlier. There's so many paranormal stories that have multiple origin stories, you know, how it could come to be. Even Charman, I think there was like four different things.
There were four, yeah.
Exactly. And it's fun to piece them together. For some reason, I'm just getting hung up on this. Maybe it's just the mood I'm in right now, maybe because it's late and I'm a little tired. But it feels like two very separate things, because they're not both, if they were both in the same vein, like you said, this is demonic spooky,
mm-hmm.
or demonic ghosty.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like it should be either or. It's not like, okay, there's rituals that are happening, and they might have summoned this, they might have summoned that. It feels like a demonic haunting versus a human haunting are different. You know, do you get what I'm saying?
I understand what you're saying. I do. But I think the entity that's been described is more demonic than anything else.
So, do you think a human, that could be a human then?
Yeah, that's true. But what I read about what it is there, it feels demonic. So I lean more into the demonic rituals opening something, regardless of there being a human tragic death there.
I think we got it all wrong. I think it's goat man versus demon fighting. who gets haunting rights?
Yeah, I think you might be right there.
So where do you land on the believability scale for this mishmash of origin story?
I didn't goat man. Think about it until right now. I haven't really thought about it.
I think that's good. Sometimes it's hard not to premeditate your score. I've done it before. I've gone into it thinking like, oh, I bet I'm going to be this.
Yeah.
But I think it's good to be open to it.
That was the best football analogy you've ever told on this, by the way.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I think it was Joy Taylor from The Herd. I think that's her opinion. I just spout shit.
It's still a good one.
I'll take credit, though. Thank you.
My opinion, I think...
Skeptical.
Is that what you said?
I'm skeptical.
I want to be the same. I was about to say skeptical. I think I'm skeptical as well. Even though I really like the myth, I really do. I don't think I buy it.
I feel like I'm being extra harsh. Maybe I'm channeling that guy from BuzzFeed. I'm feeling extra skeptical. Is it Halloween already? Listen, I'm sitting at a desk with a microphone and my buddy, and we're talking about it, and I'm not afraid of it. I loved that Third Encounter story. So I'm putting skeptical asterisks. I think I need to go to Texas. I need to go to Denton. I need to park my car. I need to get out of the car. I need to bring a flashlight. That's not my phone. And then I need to feel how I feel there. I need to be in my feels on the bridge, post goat cheese omelet. And then I will be able to give an accurate believability scale.
I liked how specific that whole setup was.
That's the only way. Now, you could argue that should be the case for the other 70 episodes.
I'd say for everything.
Yeah, I'm in a different state of mind. This has probably been my most out of it I've been in since we did the multiverse episode. I'm not that tired. That was like no sleep.
I remember that.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah, man. You were running like 4 hours of sleep. You got stung by a wasp.
I forgot about that. I did get stung by a wasp. My problem, I feel like I'm being extra harsh on this one. I feel like we've done other things that have had less credibility where I just kind of accept that there's multiple potential origin stories. And this one, I'm like, you can't have a demon and a ghost. Doesn't make sense.
Well, I came down skeptical as well. That's not true.
What's your problem? You were like fighting for this thing.
There's just not a lot there.
Yeah, it's just bullshit. No, I feel like it's one of those things that's like, if you're a local, if you buy into things automatically, you'll buy into it.
Yeah.
And I feel like if you're a local and you've been there, they would just look at us and be like, you guys just don't get it. And that's okay. It's okay.
Maybe there's a whole feel in this place. Maybe it's just like a sensation.
That is one of the most underrated things with paranormal encounters and experiences. There's what you see, but it's like an entirely different spectrum, which is what you feel.
Those six senses.
Yeah, feeling and what you actually tangibly see and witness are so different. And I think sometimes, not to retroactively apologize for all the skepticals and the unbelievables we've given, but I think until you can actually go somewhere, which obviously we don't have the means to travel, you know, in a perfect world, if every episode would be taking place from where, you know,
that'd be cool.
You know how perfect, okay, we need like 500 patrons right now, but could you imagine if every topic we did, we actually covered it in that area?
That'd be insane.
That would be amazing. Because then we would get the most accurate reportings. I don't know if you guys come to us for accuracy.
I hope not.
No. I'm just saying that I think there's a chance that it could be more credible than we're currently saying. And I feel like I'm retroactively being like, oh, it's pretty harsh on it. But I'm still sticking with my gut, which says skeptical.
I am too. And I just want to say, that is the episode on Goatman Bridge. So thank you for joining us. Such a fun topic.
It is a lot of fun.
Super popular too.
I'm very interested to see when this comes out and we do our little graphic posts. Let us know, one, if you believe it, which I know on Wednesdays we always do the believability scale. But let us know if there's a particular origin story that you guys latch on to.
Yeah, what do you lean toward?
Because you said there was evidence about demonic rituals where they were not even selling animals or cats. But also it's like the historical background of the black man getting lynched and all of that and the spirit. There's definitely a weight to that as well. So I'm very interested to see what you guys think. If there is a more believable origin story, which ones you guys think is the true one. Yeah. If there is a true one.
I would love to see what you guys think. But also,
and if you've been to the bridge.
Yeah, let us know if you've been to the absolutely. Bridge.
There's probably a couple of you out there listening that's from Texas.
I think so.
A couple sandy cheeks out there.
But if you, the listener, are enjoying this episode and you're listening on an Apple Podcast, you can go ahead, if you're liking it, leave a 5-star review. That would just be the bee's knees. It would help us go up the charts. It would help us grow. And it would mean so much to myself and to Tyler.
Guaranteed there would be a text message where we would screenshot it and send it to each other, which is dope. And you'd be on our Instagram story, so a lot of people would see you. So if you're enjoying it, that'd be awesome. But if not, more than anything, we appreciate you listening. So have a great week. As always, I'm Tyler.
I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre.
A podcast as bizarre as you want.